Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I am a writer and author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. That through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to truly live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate, and they give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy and balance and peace in their lives. So, like the Posse of Angels, my angelic family, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number is 646-716-6794. Before we get to those calls, once again, welcome to Angel Healing House. Thanks so much for listening in, whether you're listening in by computer, by phone, perhaps you're listening to the almost 120 archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site, or maybe you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. Now, firstly, listeners, I'm very excited to relay to all of you that it is official now. I now have passed the 4,000 people mark following me on Twitter. If you would like to follow the amazing channeled angel messages on my inspirational YouTube videos, my Angel Healing House blog talk radio shows, my Angel Healing House newsletters, and my daily motivations on Facebook reminders from myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, you can join in the club, join in the inspiration, and follow me on Twitter as well. You can go to Candy Hoff at Angel Healing. And if you can't remember Candy Hoff at Angel Healing, you can simply type in Candy Hoff Twitter, and it will lead you straight to my page. I would also like to remind you, listeners, that with my angelic connection as a healing practitioner, in addition to intuitive counseling, Reiki sessions, and angel readings, I've provided grief counseling and support for those who have had their loved ones cross over. I don't say lost their loved ones, for while we miss their physical presence, they live on in another form, and we can never lose love. You know, after one of my clients lost her mother, who she was very close with, she came to me for counseling to help and support through this devastating upheaval in her life. After our sessions together, she wrote me this testimonial. Dear Candy, I do not know how to thank you for your love, your compassion and support that you provided since my mother crossed over. Before coming to see you, I always felt like my mother was my anchor, and I always felt like she was my rock. With her gone, I felt like a helium balloon cut free from my anchor and was drifting with nowhere solid to land. With your beautiful compassion, you brought forth messages from the angels that made me feel like I can finally land safely once again. And I now know that even though my mother is not here physically, she is very much still here with me, and I am still connected with her, and I always will be. You are heaven sent. And that's from Eileen in Perth, Western Australia. For grief counseling for yourself or loved ones or others of my services, please phone me after the show at Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716. I see that we have several callers holding on the line. 401, you will be the first one, and also CC1_CC1, you will be the second one. If you're a regular listener, you know that I like to take about 15 minutes or so to talk about our topic of the day, which is facing fears in order to turn our dreams into reality. You know, listeners, here we are already into the third week in March, and what I keep hearing over and over again from the Posse of Angels is beware the Ides of March, or March 15th, which was 2 days ago. Now, I do not believe this is to be a bad omen, because everything happens for our highest good. And I think, or I intuit, that the Posse of Angels word beware is really meant to be translated as take note of. Take note of March 15th. Because from March 15th onwards, or the Ides of March, it does portend a time for many in which the things that we have asked for will start to reveal themselves in various expected and mostly unexpected ways, come in the form of opportunities and connections in order for us to step forward into our dreams. And there's a big difference between those that take advantage of these connections and easily and excitedly step forward and those that let these chances go by. You know, the difference is that those who will take advantage of the opportunities that manifest will allow their commitment to their dreams to be of greater consequence than any fear that they may choose to have. Now, this is so important that the Posse of Angels wants me to repeat it. The difference between those that excitedly step forward and those that let their chances go by is that those who will take advantage of the opportunities that manifest will allow their commitment to their dreams to be of greater consequence than any fear that they may choose to have. You know, listeners, the dictionary definition of fear is that it's an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous or harms, causes us pain or is a threat to us. And, you know, if fear is a belief that we have had programmed or it has been educated into us, then with our free will, we can choose to go beyond our fears and actually educate them out of our lives by choosing not to believe in them. And this is precisely what the Posse of Angels wishes to address today, facing our fears in order to turn our dreams into reality. Choosing to do so, committed to our heartfelt desires, that no fear whatsoever will stop us, is truly not an easy thing to do. You know, a lovely client of mine and Reiki student, and she actually wanted me to mention her name on the radio. Her name is Hamida. I don't usually give real names on the radio, but she said in particular that she was very proud of herself, and she said, please, if Candy can, if your listeners can learn from my experiences, please mention my name, and her name is Hamida. She is one of the most gifted and talented spiritual teachers that I know. She experienced gang violence up close and personal as she was shot. And a doctor told her that she would never, ever walk again. You know, with remarkable will, she did not accept this doctor's diagnosis, and she went on and she got a second opinion, which was the same, and then she got a third opinion from another doctor, which was still the same. She went on to 3, 4, 5, 6 doctors who gave her the same opinion. One day she was working with her physiotherapist, and the physiotherapist said to her, you know, I think there's hope. There's some hope and there's some glimmer of improvement here that you will walk again. Well, armed with this hope, she went through grueling physical therapy and the will and determination of steel, and eventually, listeners, she walked again. And as though walking would not have been enough, she is a true inspiration as she has gone on to become, of all things, a physical fitness trainer. Hamida is remarkable, and she is a remarkable teacher for all of us because she has taken the hardship and adversities in her life, she learned from them, and has gone on to affect her world, not with hatred, anger, and revenge, but with great love, compassion, and forgiveness. But because of her fear of not being good enough, she sabotages herself in a very sneaky and clever way that stops her from stepping forth and being of service as that spiritual teacher. She's constantly studying and taking course after course for ever more certifications to make herself good enough to go forth and to be of best service. You know, when I've called to find out how she is, I've heard many times that she just has to take one more course, and she's focusing really hard on her study to be the best she can. Okay, now the Posse of Angels is chiming in, and they're reminding us that there is nothing wrong with bettering our minds and learning more things. But there does come a time when we must face our fears and know that we are well taught and have all we need to offer our gifts, our talents, and our abilities to others. In this client's case, fear of being worthy and measuring up stops her cold in her tracks, and she skirts the whole issue by studying more and more and getting yet another diploma. Now, isn't it interesting that what would have appeared to be her most difficult hurdle to overcome was walking again? She conquered that. But the emotional hurdle of deserving and self-worth is sometimes the hardest of all to overcome. You know, there was a time when myself, Claire Candy Hoff, friendly host here, also was in fear of teaching. You see, it was 2003. I had been well taught as a Reiki master teacher by my master teacher and had established my healing practice for a full year when I started to receive random calls. Now, the caller asked when I would be holding my next teaching session, my next class to teach Reiki. And as I gave Reiki healing sessions and intuitive counseling, but I never taught Reiki before, I literally laughed into the phone and said, "Oh, you don't mean me. You want to go to my master teacher who lives about 2 hours away." I then gave them the number and hung up. A few minutes later, I received another random call from another person who wanted to study Reiki with me. Again, I giggled and I thought, "Oh, how synchronistic," and directed them again to my master teacher. Well, listeners, when God and the angels want us to do something, they are tenacious like a dog with a bone, and they will not give up. Over the next few days, I received more than 8 calls from people to study Reiki with me. The penny finally dropped that, A, the universe was encouraging me to teach, even though I had never taught before, and that I would have all the wherewithal to be a great teacher. Everyone's got to start from somewhere. After attuning many hundreds of Reiki master teachers and Reiki practitioners over the last almost 11 years, I can't tell you how much teaching Reiki has become a delight and an absolute joy in my life. But like with anything new, again, I had to start with my first student, and I had to get over my fear and just do it. Now, another fear that stops people from realizing their dreams is believing that their circumstances in life will stop them from realizing their dreams. There are many people who dream of bettering their lives, pulling themselves out of poverty, being the only one ever in their family to work in a professional capacity, and when offered a job or a new opportunity, they feel so guilty that they will be seen as succeeding, making money, and leaving their family behind that they end up sabotaging their new offer or even turning it down in some cases so as not to be appearing different from their families. I've been reading many biographies this past year, and many of them tell the stories of countless famous wealthy individuals that were not always rich. Individuals like Charlie Chaplin and Michael Caine and Tony Curtis, they grew up in poverty, and they went on to be very wealthy. They didn't allow their circumstances and lack of finances to keep them in the fear that they would never achieve their vision of making it in their chosen career, the movie business. They didn't allow their current reality to be all that there would ever be and dictate and stop their dreams from coming true. Now, another fear or illusion that stops people from stepping forward into their dreams when opportunity knocks is that they might say that everything in their life is not quite right or yet in perfect order for them to accept and realize their dreams. But the truth is that if we do play this game, it probably never will be the perfect time to realize our dreams and have everything just in the right order. Instead of coming from fear and waiting for the perfect timing, if we only know that in any given moment we have the choice to find courage and strength and the wherewithal inside to step forward into our dream and be of best service by sharing our gifts with others, then we give energy to our dreams manifesting for us. Before we speak more about facing our fear in order to realize our dreams, let's go to the phone lines and take some of those calls. 401, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy, this is Erica.
Hello, Erica, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Rhode Island.
How are you, and are you on the brink of your dreams coming true?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what those dreams are, but I think I am because, like, I can feel the fear.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, and your friendly host here, is going, okay, I've pleaded, I've begged, I've cried, I've asked to be of best service, and I've even let go of how that's going to come in. And when I see myself talking to many, many, many people, thousands, thousands of people in an arena, on a stage and out there presented, you know, there's a part of me that goes, you know, well, do I really want this? You know, am I really ready for it? But I guess, you know, you, me, Erica, you and me and everybody else, I guess we're like when I was, you know, tapped on the shoulder by the angels to look to go forth and teach Reiki. We're never ready until we actually do it.
I keep hearing that, yes. It's hard to get through the fear, though, I must say.
Yeah, and you know what? You know what it really does remind me of? I remember my mother always used to say to me, don't have children until you're ready. Okay? That's what her sage advice was. And then I had my own daughter and then my son. And then I went on to tell people, you know, my mother used to say to me, don't have children until you're ready. But you know what I tell people now? You're never ready until you have them.
Yeah.
Because you can read all the books, you can hear from other people who have had children, but until it's yours, and you can't put it back from where it came from, and you must accept that responsibility 24/7. You have no idea what it undertakes. And the Posse of Angels are saying to you, Erica, all will be well. And what does that mean, all will be well? We, each of us, are never given anything than what we can not only cope with, but we're not given something unless we have all the wherewithal somewhere hidden inside with us to deal with it. And that's an absolute truth. So if whatever appears in our reality, you know, we said, okay, now it's here. How am I going to do that? We will find the wherewithal to do that. Actually, last show I spoke about our dreams manifesting. And yes, you know, we've asked for things to manifest, but they might come with added responsibility. They might come with learning new skills, being made to feel, you know, a little bit uncomfortable because we're the new kid on the block and we don't know everything yet. But like anything else, within time, it will, because it's for our highest good, it will then fit like a comfortable coat, and within a short amount of time, we'll turn around and go, why didn't I think about doing this before? It just feels so heavenly, and it feels like this is so meant to be where I'm supposed to be, you know. And I always say that God and the angels, they know what we desire before we realize what we desire. And if I can just give a word of advice from the Posse of Angels, they're reminding me that we as light workers, we're kind of in a little bit of a lull at the moment as we're getting ready for those physical manifestations of our dreams to manifest in late March, certainly going into April. April is a huge month for many, many light workers who have done the work and cleared and cleansed themselves and are now on the precipice and the brink of having those physical manifestations and fulfillment of their dreams really coming forward for us in April. You know, all we need to do is say, you know, thy will be done, and I will step into this role. Many of us who have been doing something for quite some time will see doors closing, if we haven't already felt like doors are closing on what we've done, in order for the new to be presented to us, for us to step into. So, you know, it might be advantageous for you to just project yourself and say, I absolutely adore my new passion, or my new, it's not a new passion, but my new career or my new job or the new opportunity that's coming to me.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know why I procrastinate on that. I've heard that, and for some reason I can't make myself sit down and make that projection. It's bizarre.
Okay, all right. Well, if you can't make that projection as a visual, you could write down thank you for my extraordinary new opportunity. It fits me like a handmade suit. I mean, it is so perfect in so many ways. It financially remunerates me. I work with like-minded people. It's in a beautiful, you know, location. Everything about it is just absolutely heavenly. And thank you for this wonderful opportunity.
I'm going to do that after I talk to you.
And the intention. I know. Doesn't that feel good? Then you're not even see the trouble. Okay, the posse of angels are playing devil's advocate here. They sometimes put on that devil's cap and they say, okay, the trouble with visualization is that it almost stops because we are limited in our humanness, and we have this, you know, with being conscious, we live this dual reality of being etheric, you know, being in our spirit form, but being in a human body. And with visualization, and we start to visualize what we would like to visualize, it also cuts us off from the limitless possibilities of what could come in.
Mm.
So it's almost as if we have to not be specific and say, oh, this feels so good. I wiggle every time I go to bed at night thinking that I'm going to be doing this, stepping into this wonderful new opportunity and wearing it like this comfortable coat. And I smile when I'm working with people and getting my, you know, monetary remuneration from it. And, it, you know, that makes us feel good. But and also visualizing makes us feel good, but it also does cut off the ways that it can come in.
Yeah. Okay.
I hear and I feel you going, that feels good. You know.
I can do that.
I can do it. That's not too far a stretch. Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of the size. Any major areas you want to have a look at today, Erica?
You know, first I wanted to thank you for mentioning in one of your last shows the Channeling Eric book.
Yes.
Read the book kind of explored the blog a little bit. Boy, that's very, very enlightening.
Isn't that wonderful? And for those perhaps didn't hear the show, the doctor is Dr. Eliza, E-L-I-S-A, Medhouse, M-E-D-H-U-S. She was a complete skeptic as a doctor about the near-death experience, about us living beyond the physical world. And her son, she openly speaks about how he had Tourette's and he had a very difficult childhood, and he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound at 21. She was grieving, and after a while, she could not ignore the messages that her son Eric was sending her from across the veil. And she wrote a book, My Son and the Afterlife, and she has a wonderful blog called Channeling Eric, and you can find it on Channeling Eric on Facebook. I subscribe to her weekly and sometimes daily blogs, and it's about Eric's insights on the other side. Sometimes he's quite irreverent. He's always bluntly honest, and it's just wonderful. And I'm glad you got insight from that, Erica.
Yeah. So one of the segments they put on YouTube was about the spiritual basis of disease, and so I wanted to ask you if you could channel some insight on I have a colon thing going on, and maybe what the spiritual basis of that issue is.
Okay. What are you holding on to so tightly that you're so fearful of letting go? That's a lot. I'm sorry. Sometimes I'm confrontationally loving, but they're saying that you might be constipated in that area.
Well, actually, mine's the reverse of that.
Okay, control issues. The seat of our relationship is the stomach area, is that third chakra, and not being able to let go and release the control also. Running in that area, irritable bowel, even running stomachs, not being, you know, constipated, but a lot of them have to do with control issues. A lot of them have to do with releasing and letting go of what others think, how, you know, a lot of, you know, our programming is, if I do this, how will it appear to the rest of the world? What are others going to think of me if I say that? And then every time we don't allow ourselves to be authentic and honest and really be free-flowing within ourselves, it causes constriction in the bowel. You know, a lot of the colon does have to do with that, with relationship and control issues as well.
Okay.
So the more free-flowing, they're saying the word pamper. They're saying the word pamper to yourself. The way we get out of the programming of how you should, how you ought to, what you have to do in order for appearances or to be good enough or worthy enough or measure up or you know, how that's going to appear to the outside world, is for us to nurture and nourish and pamper ourselves. So they're saying, when was the last time you really pampered yourself and nourished who you are instead of you know, worrying how things are going to work out or how things are going to be perceived. At those times, say, okay, I'm not going to give that any energy because I can't control that, but I'm going to turn the mirror back on myself and I'm going to really pamper myself and make myself feel good because I'm worthy and I am important to do so. So I guess that's a very good message from the Posse of Angels there.
Well, I got the chills on that one, so I think that was it. I think you hit it.
Okay. Thanks, Posse. Okay, let's go to the cards and have a look. Oh, I just got shocks as well. Oh, Erica, look what you're doing. Something's giving me cattle prod here. Okay. The first card that comes in is the Ace of Pentacles. And they're showing you walking through a new door. They're showing you walking through a new door. Whatever is coming for you is going to be the culmination of all your wishes come true. And then they're showing me dot, 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 and then some. Because it's going to be beyond your wildest imagination. And it's going to come in a very unexpected way. It's because you've released so much and because the last little bit of getting over this is your fear of not being able to do it.
Mm.
But you can do this. There's no question. Otherwise, you wouldn't be offered it. But they're showing the new beginning around money and in the springtime how this is going to all unfold for you. Please. Oh, now I'm getting excited. They're making me wiggle. Please send me an email to Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com. I would love to know how this unfolds for you.
That's
how excited I am. The next card that comes in for you, lucky lady, you get the wish card. Oh, my gosh, out of 78 cards, you get the wish card. What do you wish for? Got to say that
What
way.
Do I wish for?
Give us that energy. What do you wish for?
Just like complete fearless independence.
Okay. They want you to know that is within yourself already. You are wishing for something that you are already. And the reason for that is because you're a child of God. And when you stepped in here, you know that God would always have your back. You'd always be protected and guided and loved and cherished and shown exactly what you need in any single second to be able to be who you are and to bring forth your gifts and talents. So the more that you can allow yourself to be that child in wonder and enchantment and look at the world as I am taken care of, then there is no fear. They want you to know that you are that already. You just have to bring it out, that which is inside of you.
Okay.
Oh, more chills. Okay. And the next one, I want your reading. The next one is the Wheel of Fortune. They want you to know that there are so many, okay, now they're laughing. They never laugh at us. They laugh with us. And they're going like, hee, hee, hee. She has no idea what we've been putting in place since last September in order for this magic to physically appear and manifest on her reality and in her physical reality. They've been working for you and establishing all these little embryonic magical connections, you know, convoluted connections, limitless connections that are going to all come together magically. And when they do, Erica, you're going to say, how the blank did that happen? And that's going to be the grace of God working in our life as light workers to repay us back for each one of us having transmuted and transformed energies, not only in our lives, but the energies on the planet to raise it to ascension, to raise it to a higher consciousness, because that's where we're going. We're going and we're to a planet of light and love and unity and acceptance. So I hope that reading has been helpful for you.
Boy, it's just what I needed. Thank you so much for taking the time with me.
Okay, you're so welcome. And I'm sending you lots of love, and just go out there and know that you are that already. And you will step beautifully into what you co-create with the divine.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Have a beautiful day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay. That caller CCC1 has dropped out. Maybe possibly you can call back. I'm going to go to another. This one is 410. 410, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy. It's Kathy. How are you?
I'm very well, Kathy. And where are you calling from?
Maryland.
Maryland. I have two brothers in Silver Spring, Maryland. So I know Maryland very well. So how have you been for the month of February and March as we have this build-up? We have this build-up to a lot that's going to be physically presented to us. Anything around fears?
No, but I started having stomach problems the end of February,
mm-hmm.
and now it's going into March.
Okay. Had you had them previously?
Oh, very long, long time ago.
Okay.
And I've been fine up until then.
Okay, another person just like Erica. It's interesting that on my program a lot of times different callers will call in with similar physical or emotional issues or things like that. I'm hearing, let it go. It's not yours to concern yourself with.
I wonder what they mean.
Okay.
Are they talking about work or personal?
When symptoms manifest in the body from a physical level, the majority of the time there is an emotional issue in the body. It could be work related. It doesn't really matter where it is, but if you look over your work situation, are you doing work that you absolutely adore?
No.
Okay. So I'll go back to all of us being children of God. Okay, every day the child gets up, the child inside of you, and says, I have to go to work. It's not about going to work, because every day I go to bed and I wiggle at night because I can't wait to wake up and do what I do. My husband is the same way. He's in the film industry. We are living our dreams in doing that which gives us so much joy and so much fulfillment inside of us. Now, everyone's got to eat. Everyone's got to put clothes on their back and the shelter over their head. But they're saying that if you don't make movement to that which gives you joy and gives you pleasure, then what you're doing is you're depressing your immune system, and your immune system then can't keep your body functioning at the highest possible healthy level. And it's compromised and it's diminished, and therefore it can, you know, the body's extraordinary. It can go for quite some time, but then it'll run out of energy. And
I can't do anything because I'm going to retire in 2 years, so I'm stuck for another 2 years.
Okay. Well, just the energy of those words, saying that you're stuck,
right,
is making you sick.
Right.
We all have free will and we all have free choice. One of the things that you can do is you can fake it till you make it. You can turn that around by saying, I am so grateful and I am so appreciative to have this job, and I am going to find the magic in this job every single day. I co-created with God to put me in this situation. Maybe you have to be there in order to be the light, to hold the light for others. Maybe you have to be there to be like a ballast for others. Maybe we put ourselves in situations, all kinds of situations, for our highest good. If you want,
right.
you have free will and free choice. So please do not ever, ever, ever use that word stuck again. Because by using that word stuck, you put yourself in lack and you make your energies plummet through the ground.
Right.
Okay? So turn that stuck into I am so blessed and I am so grateful and appreciative to have this job. You know what you can also do? You can also start preparing right now for what you're going to do when that 2 years is up. What do
right.
you envisage yourself doing after those 2 years are up?
Some kind of healing with crystals and some kind of healing.
Okay. So are you doing that now?
No.
Okay. What they want to tell you is the more that you do this now, do you have business cards? Do you have brochures? Do you have a website?
No.
Okay. They want you to do that now. You can go on Tumblr and make your own website for free. You don't have to spend large amounts of money to do any of this. You can get free, you know, 250 or 500, whatever they are, free business cards, you know, printed over the Internet. You can do a lovely, you know, one-fold brochures, and you can start putting yourself out there. You can do it on the weekend. You can do it at night. The more that you start doing this now, the more that you're going to start feeling fulfilled. And even if you're doing something as your day job and it might not bring you a great deal of fruition, that nourishing and nurturing the gift and the talent within you that makes you feel alive will then make you feel alive at work.
Okay.
Because unless you're feeling alive and unless you're feeling impassioned in some area of your life, you are going to continue to feel stuck and in lack, you know, where you are. You know, that's why a lot of people have hobbies and things like that. Okay, it might not be their dream job that they're working at, of course, you know, but then on the weekend they have a hobby or they have a pursuit or they do something else that gives them so much nourishment that then they go to work and then they go, okay, well, you know, I'm blessed to have this job. I'm appreciative that I have this job. And then I have the fruition of doing what I love doing on the weekends or in the evening. You will
Well,
find...
I do have a few hobbies, so, but my day during the week, I don't get home till like 7 p.m. and I get up at 4:30, so it would be
okay.
impossible to do anything.
Okay, in the evening. So even if you could do crystal healing, you could do readings, you can do a number of things on the weekends, and this will give you so much nourishment. I mean, it really
okay.
will. It will nourish your soul. So let me go with cards, and you know, we also, the The stomach is the seat of our relationship, and the greatest relationship we will ever have is the relationship we have with ourselves.
Right.
People don't take that into consideration. So if you're diminishing some area of your life in which you do feel diminished, and in which you do feel like you're not the little child inside of you is not being fed, you know, and being asked just to work all the time and not do what you love doing, then that will cause us to have a physical.
Well, I'm also healing from back surgery too, so.
A lot of back surgery also has to do with us supporting ourselves.
Right.
Because our back is our foundation. And so the more that you can support yourself with doing the crystal healings and doing this lovely work, because you have such beautiful energies, and nurturing that within and sharing that with others, then it won't seem like, you know, so long that, you know, you have to go before that you retire and that you can just step into doing this. It won't be new because you will have built up clients, you will have built up referrals, and there'll be so many other things that will manifest out of this. The next
As far as the clients, I won't be living here. I'm moving, so I would have to start all over.
No, you would not. So many of my clients are national and international.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
You do it over phone and Skype. You know, I have clients in Ireland, in England, in Australia, in Jordan, in Germany. I mean, and then with the crystal healing, because it's energy, it goes through space and time. You know this. I don't have to tell you this. So don't you ever worry, you know, and actually in moving, what I found, I often thought that moving for me was a detriment. As I started off in Australia, then I went to the Monterey Bay area in California, I went down to Santa Barbara and then Los Angeles. But what I find is in each pocket in which I live, I have a community of clients that still call me and that refer me to people. And so you will be guided where you're most needed and which is of highest benefit to you. Your first card that came out is the Two of Wands, and this is you taking control of your life with your gifts and talents. You're holding the world in your hand, and they want you to step up to the plate and start utilizing those gifts and talents, even though you have another 2 years of being where you are. The next card that comes in for you is the Strength card. Have the inner strength, they're saying, to be able to, and without fear, to step forth and bring forth these beautiful qualities within yourself and share them with others. The next card is the Lover's card. And the Lover's card is certainly very romantic, but it's also about having that relationship, having the best relationship you can with yourself, and making choices as to whether you're going to nurture and nourish your passion inside of yourself, and you don't have to wait for another 2 years in order to do this. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Very. Thank you so much.
Okay. Have a lovely day. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's go to our next caller, 678. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello? There. No. 678 dropped out. Once again, if you would like to have a free reading with myself and the Posse of Angels, that call-in number is 646-716-6794. You know, listeners, as spiritual beings, as we are all having a human experience, each and every one of us has dreams and we have desires that we would like to see manifest in our physical reality. Without these longings, desires, and wishes, you know, we might as well have saved ourselves the time, the energy, and the exertion of incarnating into human form and just stayed in heaven where we can manifest whatever we wish immediately. And while we have these deep longings to see our dreams manifest, many of us like my Reiki student, Tamita, and myself, consciously or unconsciously stop our dreams because of our fears. You know, our fears may derive from the programming or the illusion of lack of self-worth, of self-limiting beliefs, and not being able to see any life beyond situations and circumstances. You know, in 2005, a former client of mine, I'll call her Tony, not her real name, Tony was a perfect example of how fears around low self-worth and not having money immobilized her into a life of stagnation and despair. Tony was in a deep state of depression, and her whole life was a reflection of her saddened condition when she came to see me. She had turned 30 years old. She hated living with her parents and working as a checkout girl at the local grocery store. Although she had started out as a teenager with the dream of becoming a hairdresser, she dropped out after completing 3/4 of the degree. And she dropped out because she just assumed that she was too stupid to pass her exams, her final exams. You know, she desperately wanted to gain her independence and get her own apartment, but she had no money to move out from her parents and pay rent elsewhere. Her whole life was focused on not having enough money and no options to improve her situation. You know, I asked her to close her eyes and imagine if money were not an issue, what she would like to be doing with her life. Sitting very still with her eyes closed, I could see the strain on her face as she struggled with addressing for the first time in her life what it was that she actually desired. And after a long time, her face lit up and she blurted out to me, I would really love to travel. I could see that there was a renewed glow in her face. And suddenly, seconds later, she opened her eyes and said, oh, but I have no money, so how am I going to travel? And the glow actually vanished from her face. You know, it took a few moments to tune into my intuition, and the first thing that the Posse of Angels showed me was a cruise ship. I said to her, you know, Tony, did you ever think of finishing off the last little bit of your hairdressing certification and then get a job as a hairdresser on a cruise ship? I said, you could combine travel with hairdressing and you could save your wages to put a deposit on a place of your own. Suddenly, there was a glimmer of a smile which broke across her face, and her face started to beam as her smile got larger and the light came back in her eyes. I never thought of doing that. I continued and I said, you know, with Australia, because I was in Australia then, with Australia being part of England, you could get a position as a nanny and you could work in London. She had told me how much she loved looking after her nieces and nephews. Again, you could combine your love for travel and save your money for a deposit on a home. And yet, there was another thought that quickly sprang to my mind as I remembered that Tony could speak 2 other languages, as her mother was French and her father was German. I said, how about combining your knowledge of languages and teach English as a second language overseas? You know, listeners, suddenly this beautiful girl had hope as she was presented with possibilities and options on how to move forward with her dream of travel, and her whole demeanor started to brighten. Her body language changed as she sat straight, upright, and she held her head high. Her speech became animated as she started asking me questions on how to proceed with this, and she was smiling. You know what she did? The rest of our session was spent together discussing the baby steps that she would need to take to start affecting movement to her goal of being able to realize her dream and to travel. You know what? That client of mine, Tony, not only went on, as she decided, complete her hairdressing degree, but it was about a year later when I received a photo of her in the mail standing next to the cruise liner that she was a hairdresser on. Her beaming smile and her radiant face expressed more about her new change of attitude than any of the words that were contained in the letter that came along with that photo. She was the perfect example of somebody who had limited her whole life because of her current situation and her fears of never being able to find her way out of the dark. Through her prayers, God, probably unconsciously, please show me a way to the light. And she reached out. She made that call, and myself and the Posse of Angels were there to direct her to the light so that she could help herself. And I do believe, because we are co-creators with God, that even when things are very God, if we make that baby step forward, God does help those who help themselves. So if there is something in your life that you are fearing around some kind of realization of your dreams coming true, know that when, as I said to one of the callers today, if God brings you to it, not only will he bring you through it, but it was brought to you for your highest good of all concerned, and that you will be able to fly. I often like to say, when God takes us to the precipice of our lives, and many of us light workers about to step into something new, two things will happen. Either God will provide you a nice, soft place to land, or number two, the angels will teach us how to fly. And that just about wraps the program up for today. I'd like to thank all of my callers. Thank you, listeners, for supporting me, for sending me emails, how much you love the show, for your encouragement. Thank you to those listeners who are listening to it archived on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. Please don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, please email me and send me your request to Candy, D-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com, angelhealinghouse.com. And to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. If you would like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling, Reiki healing session, an angel reading, either in my beautiful angel-filled and crystal-filled healing office, in Los Angeles, California, or you can do that nationally and internationally using distant healing. This can be done over the phone using Skype. Please do call me at 831-277-3716. Again, until next time, everyone, allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings to you all. Take care. Have a beautiful week, and I'll speak to you next week. Bye. Thank you.